It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Mike Ward joins us this morning on the phone. He's the race director of the Chester Park Trail Race. The race itself is coming up on June 29th, but there are a couple of opportunities for folks to actually, jog the trail in a group run on June 9th and June 22nd. Hey, Mike, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So the idea behind the group runs on June 9th and June 22nd is for folks to kind of get an idea what the course is like. Is that customary? This is new to me. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's kind of a new idea, I guess. And the reason being is that last year with the first annual Chester Park Trail Race, I asked the participants to what level they were at, if they were experienced trail runners or new, and surprisingly most were brand new trail runners, not really super experienced. So I figured for the second annual race, maybe have some low-key group runs and just get people out there to experience Chester Park trails.
Now, the Chester Park trails for walking and hiking are absolutely fantastic, but is this where you're having folks running, too?
Yeah, exactly.
No wonder you're doing a preview.
yep, right on the trails. I mean, there's several different types of trails through Chester, and I personally love running there, so why not try and get more people out and exposed to that, you know?
What a fantastic idea. Now, how do you account for other people using the trails? Because, of course, I used to live right next to there, and it seems almost like everybody in town is walking and hiking and enjoying those trails, and I can just see somebody, whipping along at a fast clip and, people and dogs and strollers flying in every direction. So
yeah,
you've obviously got a plan for that.
Well, yeah, and I think things like this, being on the radio, on the news, kind of public announcements help just bring awareness to the event going on. But really, the trail's pretty single file, and it's not really bunched up like, say, Grandma's Marathon anyways. So, the race last year is kind of just like another day on the trail, just everyone started and finished in a big group, so...
So people obviously will see them coming, and they may yell something like, "We're running here."
Yeah, exactly. And we have some signs up flagging and things like that. And especially for the group runs, it's pretty low-key group. So I don't think much zinging along the trail will happen anyways, more just like jogging.
Well, fantastic. Well, yeah, you want to be a little bit, a trail run would be a different thing from Grandma's, where in theory, you've got nice asphalt and it's smooth and it's wide open and you can see where you're going. And there's definitely the potential for somebody to wipe out if they're not paying attention. Are the runners going to have the opportunity to cross the shiny new bridge at Chester?
I think so, yeah. Honestly, we don't have the course 100% set. There's some other construction items going on, and so that's kind of a reason for the pre-run too, is to get a feel for what people like and maybe what the best course might be. So
with all of the damage to the parks and the trail systems and all of the repairs that everybody's kind of been in hyperdrive trying to get accomplished, it really will be a little bit of a challenge to know exactly what you're going to encounter if you can't get out there pretty close to the day itself. Definitely see that. So if people want to run in the race, is there a deadline for registration?
The deadline to registration is just a few minutes before the race time, which is Friday, the June 29th, 6:30. So you feel like running that night, it's a nice evening, come on down to Chester and you can sign up just that evening.
Fantastic. So it's not any, and what about a registration fee?
The registration fee right now is just $20 for the first 100 people. There is about 50 signed up now, so 50 more slots for $20, and then it changes to $25. but on race day, then it's 30.
All right. So an early sign-up will get a link set up so folks can check it out if they'd like any more information. Is it going on rain or shine, Mike?
Yep, rain or shine. If it's so rainy that the trail could be damaged, though, we do have a backup date a week in the future. So last year it was a thunderstorm kind of rolled through, and that was okay. If it's really muddy, then we do have to postpone it just for the health of the trails.
Well, that's fantastic because, of course, anybody who would want to run those trails is a fan of the trails and wants to make sure that they stay in good condition. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What fun.
Thank you.
Mike Ward is the race director of the Chester Park Trail Race. It's the second annual this year. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.